Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, sliding into the happier happy hour, and we've been joined by Dominic. Dominic, it is a State of the Union Tuesday night, a Badger Purdue Tuesday night, a slash hangover Tuesday night. How was the big concert last night,
Paul? Oh, today's Tuesday? Oh, man, I went to Slash last night at the Riverside in Milwaukee. So much fun. Thank you, Slash and Miles Kennedy, for working on a Monday night, rocking my face off. It was a blast. So, yes, happy Tuesday, everyone. Thank God it's happy hour. This is the best I felt all day.
Man, that's awesome. Who goes to a Slash concert on Monday night?
I'd have gone a different night if he was around, but it happened to be Monday.
Look, I know, but if I saw Slash on Monday night, I'd be like, oh, man, I'd love to see Slash, but, you know, it's Monday night.
Oh, come on.
School night.
They all end in a Y, man. At this age, you know, you can work out a Sunday if you have to. You got to make it up. You got to live, man. You got to take the opportunity that you can.
I'm sorry, Fancy, you kept trying to say something.
I'm just rudely interrupted. Slash is one of the few guitarists that you can know who is playing the guitar just by hearing a couple notes.
Yeah.
There's just a few guitarists that have that sound, and Slash is one of them. And
just
wow.
So amazing.
Good for
so
you,
much
man.
Fun. Yeah,
so
it was
jealous.
A blast.
Well, that sounds like the good news, but Dom, I know you're a working stiff these days, man. You missed the really entertaining stuff this morning. Gableman presented his conspiracy theory-laden report. You know, people forcing old people to vote, probably for Joe Biden. You know it's for Joe Biden.
Right, right.
And we should strongly consider decertifying the state's presidential election. Something legal experts apparently say is a constitutional impossibility. But I think we should try it. I mean, hell, man, this just reflects the ram-jam fringe of the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin. But now it's front and center, dude. This is their cyber ninja, you know, audit,
I mean,
all rolled into one.
Well, I mean, at least cyber ninjas, the cyber ninja, you know, frauded just kind of quietly went away. You don't hear much about it anymore, right? No, not here in Wisconsin. Our version of the cyber ninja frauded, led by Gableman, that's making national news, and he is literally recommending, I guess, something that the legislature cannot constitutionally or legally do. But hey, what do you want for nothing? He was given no direction. He admitted he didn't know how elections work. He got, you know, what, $600,000-$700,000 on a strip mall office for 8 months. He gave his expense reports in crayon. What did you expect from the guy?
Well, this is just an interim report. Can't wait till the final.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. This guy's got nothing on Mueller. Ram Jam, Timothy Rantham, was quoted in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. According to the Journal, Gableman's report adds fuel to State Rep. Timothy Rantham's call for decertifying the results. The Campbellsport Republican is one of three candidates hoping to challenge Evers this fall. Here's a quote. Gableman just announced he recommends decertification. Let's get the man who's worked for it into the governor's chair, Ram Jam wrote on Twitter, even though Gableman's report did not offer an outright endorsement of the idea.
But it kind of did. I mean, I don't disagree with Ram Jam. This is now front and center. This is now mainline Republican policy in the state of Wisconsin. And you only really, it's a binary choice at this point. Either you believe the Gableman report, right? He's the reflection of the leadership of the Republican Party. I mean, Voss has been cited the subpoenas, baby. So he is the party, and either you agree with the report that we should decertify the election in the state of Wisconsin, predicated on whatever he threw in his 136 pages, or now you got to go and publicly denounce it. You got to denounce the big lie. You got to denounce Trump. Man, that's a lose-lose proposition for Becky Clayfish and Kevin Nicholson and, hell, maybe even Ron Johnson.
Oh, good luck with that, Republicans. Ann Jacobs, the Democratic chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, tweeted this out today, according to Politico.
I tweeted it, Ann. I did invite her along.
Oh, we got to get her on. Wow, Gableman goes full-in crazy conspiracy theory and demands that Wisconsin decertify the election. A few paragraphs from Politico, and you can join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. Here's what Politico writes. The retired judge also attacked private grants from the Center for Tech and Civic Life, an election-focused nonprofit organization to which Facebook founder Zuckerberg donated hundreds of millions of dollars in the run-up to the 2020 election. That money was redistributed as grants to local election officials across the country to deal with the complications of running an election during the pandemic.
Now, Dominic, can I interrupt you just for a minute?
Sure, man.
I know you didn't see the testimony. He was calling them the Zuckerberg Five.
Yes, yes.
The Politico Zuckerberg Five. He was making a point of it, and he even interrupted himself. And I believe did an aside to Lisa Subek, a fine Democratic lawmaker from Madison area, and basically said, and I say the Zuckerberg Five, because if I called them the Wisconsin Five, that would show them some respect, and they're not worthy of that. So clearly, he was calling them the Zuckerberg Five.
Wait, and when he says showing them respect, of course, his point is to not show them respect. And
to show the opposite of respect.
Case, the them are entire cities, the largest cities in Wisconsin. Milwaukee, Madison, Racine, Kenosha, Green Bay. You get zero respect from Gableman, but of course, I shouldn't bother you a whole lot.
Well, Dominic, let's not forget, they were acting at the directive in accepting the money of the federal courts. The federal courts had ruled on this already.
That's the entirety of the point.
Gableman's, you know, oh, it's dirty money and it's bribery. Effectively, they're raising this private money accepted within the parameters of federal law, apparently, because the federal courts already ruled on it, because someone already whined about it. And it wasn't just the five Zuckerberg cities. It was like the 200 Zuckerberg cities.
Election officials in 39 of the state's 72 counties received grants, part of a larger group of 2,500 election offices in 49 states that got grants. Nevertheless, Gableman alleged a partisan conspiracy from the CTCL to boost Democrats, dismissing the grants elsewhere as insubstantial. Federal, as Crudy mentioned, federal and state courts have previously rejected lawsuits challenging the legality of the grants. Just a little bit more here. Gableman's reports argue that the legislature could decertify the certified electors in the 2020 presidential election by the state legislature first voting to conclude that the election was held in violation of state law, then claiming that, quote, the level of fraud or other illegality under Wisconsin law could have affected the outcome, and then exercising its, quote, plenary powers to designate the slate of electors it thought best accorded with the outcome of the election.
Well, Gableman also put forth some plan to void the outcome. Like, it's voidable. I'm like, where's the voiding clause? Is that in the Constitution? I asked the fine counsel from Law Forward, Daniel Lenz, where's the void clause?
Yeah, we don't. Did he identify one? We don't have that.
There's no voiding clause.
No void clause.
In state or federal constitution, at least according to counsel.
Wow. So here we go. I mean, what a national embarrassment we are. And this is all on Voss. This is all on the Republicans. And I think you're absolutely right, Crudy. Everybody in the GOP now has to stand up and say, do you agree with this or do you not agree with this? I mean, Steinicke, the retiring Republican leader here in Wisconsin, one of them.
Very courageous in retirement.
Aren't they all, though? Aren't they all? He stood up against this, but of course he's retiring.
Well, he said it's wrong. Because every legal and reasonable reading of the law says there is no void contract clause in Wisconsin state, you know, or the federal constitution. You don't get a do-over.
Even so, I mean, listen, you lost in the courts. Oh, I got a speeding ticket. Court upheld the ticket. Okay, now you're a speeder. Oh, I'm not a speeder. Well, you fought the ticket and you lost. So, yeah, you got to pay the fine. No, this is wrong. This is a conspiracy. I mean, think about every situation where, you know, they, the Republicans, the conservatives, go to court and they say, oh, look, see, we won this or lost it. Well, you went to court and you lost. You lost. And did I didn't see all of it, Crudy, and I've read some of it. Was there any solution other than overturn the election? How about let's properly fund all of our election districts? Let's make sure they have that whatever money they need. They
considered.
Have whatever volunteers, whatever they need, we will fund for them. Was there any sense of that?
They were going to defund ballot drop boxes because now they got a ruling from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Those are illegal, right? At least in April. So, you know, him coming out and saying, well, clearly there was illegal activity because, you know, the courts have already adjudicated this and it's illegal. Right? So he's got, a point there. You know, ballot drop boxes apparently illegal in the current sense. So, you know, that's illegal. And the other thing, he put out these weird, sad videos. Cardall, this attorney interviewing, you know, incapacitated elders in their nursing homes. And
elder abuse. Are you kidding me?
Well, if these people are so incompetent, I mean, first and foremost, go adjudicate that. Take that to a court, not to the court of public opinion at the Assembly Elections Committee. And if you do, let's not hold these people up to ridicule. Because effectively, if you're making a plausible case, what you're doing is you're holding incapacitated people that don't have the ability, legally, the ability to say, you know what, don't put me on camera. Don't use me as your political prop here.
All right, if they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it felt so wrong, man.
It is wrong. It's absolutely wrong. And I hope anybody whose parents those were, that they were certainly notified. And if not, they should certainly try to get some redress.
Well, it wasn't so much the kids. It was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76, so, you know, of course he would have voted for Trump, but, you know, he probably didn't. So, I mean, that's the evidence. Videos of old people that can't talk.
The data you have is wrong.